This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 16 of Painting on Glass, reminiscent to the graduates of 91. So good to have you back here in this show once again. I appreciate that. What does the world look like when you look at it through the eyes of a 16-year-old? On the one hand, the world at this stage of your life is so big, and it's much too big to grab it with your young hand. You really can't understand what's going on out there, but you try to. You really do. On the other hand, everything is turning around yourself as a person, which is about to grow and tries to communicate. You need to reflect yourself in all so many ways. That's tricky, isn't it? Today, we're going to talk about the song Reminiscent to the graduates of 91, and it's all right in there. So, let's go.
Yes, we were young and we were free. We were in love and we could see another world. One in which the sun shone bright and all the tears were left behind and so far away. And I remember dancing there with you, and all you said, it seemed so fair and true. Let me guess, you meant it just that way.
Teenagers in common and their parents don't fit together very well, because a teenager is about to enter a brand new world and parents try to give their best out of a world they know. But that's the old world, and it's not very attractive to someone young when he or she is about to start out on his or her own. You see, there's always trouble involved, and you know that. When I was 16, I finished comprehensive school with a grade 10 and went on to grade 11 in 89. And it all did change with a wink of an eye. It really did.
The waters flow, the rivers run, and I have just begun to wonder how it feels. 30 years they have gone by, a twinkling star in someone's eye, but that's not me. You went along to sing a different song. It brought me back to where I once had begun. Dream a life full of love and truth.
When I wrote this song in 2020, all of this had happened 30 years ago. The years went by so fast and I really wondered what was left of it. We started out and had gotten very political and tried to change things in a natural, balanced and eco-friendly way. Fridays for Future is not the first movement to do so. We also did and lived that way. We wanted the others to do likewise. Our soundtrack was U2 and The Smith with Sunday Bloody Sunday, or Shoplifters of the World Unite. And we spent 3 years this way while being prepared for university. Seems like such a long time ago. I had learned how to communicate with my songs and my writing, while others had gotten slightly frustrated because nothing really changed the way they had expected it to after these 3 years. But I learned that changing the world begins with changing yourself and simply being different. So I quit my planned career being a scientist in the field of biology and totally turned to music and English. This seemed fair. While becoming a teacher, I could show kids the values of being different and building an own opinion in a way that would row them safely on their boat through the storms of life. It was satisfying to turn out that way.
I'm sure you forgot about the way we used to promise and how we used to say it would be for now, forever and a day. How could it fade so easily? 'Cause we were young, we were free, we were in love and we could see another world. One in which the sun shone bright and all the tears were left behind and so far away. I remember dancing there with you. All you said, it seemed so fair and true. Let me guess, you meant it just that way before you turned away from it all.
This is what the song is about, and it's something that we all know and realize with the passing of time and getting a little more experienced in life. But I sometimes remember those days, all of the discussions, this being together and protesting against the war in Iraq in word, song, and protest action. I remember my Mary before I left her to someone that was about to marry her soon after we graduated. They are still happy, I hope, and so I'm fine with that. And I remember those who got lost out in this big world. They once tried to grab with one hand. Some of them have already gone forever. It's the way of life, and it's not always easy to accept that. So that's it for this episode. Find this song on the internet on your favorite streaming platform. Just search for my name and look out for the album Columbine. There it is, the first song, and you'll be able to enjoy the tune without my command and with your own thoughts all by yourself. And remember, help other people to find this podcast by rating, following, sharing, or giving a little review yourself. Or tell the people about this podcast. Just be a part of it. See you next time.
Yes, we were young and we were free. We were in love and we could see another world. One in which the sun shone bright and all the tears were left behind and so far. I remember dancing there with you, and all you said, it seemed so fair.
Watch out for this, and let me thank you for listening and your personal interest. You will find all of my music on major streaming and download platforms on the internet, and all of my books on Amazon.com. Look out for them under my name, and you will find all of them. We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.